It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. What kind of a year has it been for the Marshalltown Police Department? Well, Chief Mike Tupper released his annual report to the City Council this past Monday evening, and here to talk about that report with us, Marshalltown Police Captain Brian Batterson and Administrative Assistant Anna Vaughn. And I'm guessing, Anna, that you had the luxury of putting it all into this nice, neat little packet that you've got.
You would be correct there.
How much time do you spend putting this together? How much time does it take by the time you get the statistics, you get the information from the officers and police administration, and you get it all in this nice, neat little package?
I'd say I spend about a week on it, editing and putting in all the information and making sure everything's correct. And that's after I bugged everyone for all the information.
You mean you have to ask more than once?
Depends on the person, I guess. We'll go with that.
Captain Batterson, how do you condense a year of police activities into what? Is that about, 12 pages or so, maybe? Something
22.
Like 22. 22. Is that difficult to do, to condense all of that down?
It is. It's basically a snapshot of the year 2020. This year, obviously, with COVID, it was not as active as previous years. So the annual report talks about who we've hired, what we've done over the year, and splits it up by the divisions. Mm-hmm. And each division commander writes a little blurb about what their shift did or what their division did over the years.
I will tell you, this one's actually shorter than our typical ones because we weren't able to have volunteers and we weren't able to have the Citizens Academy. So,
in our reserves this year of COVID, we wanted to keep our officers healthy, so we eliminated reserves riding with officers during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing them back now slowly, but, with the resurgence, we'll have to rethink that.
Always have to keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. right now, don't you? Remind folks, what are the different divisions, either one, what are the different divisions within the police department?
Okay. We have an operations division, which I'm in charge of. It's everything that wears a uniform, operations division. And then support services is detectives, SRO, and building maintenance, basically. Mm-hmm. So Captain Chris Jones is in charge of support services, and then Lieutenant Tricia Tyne is in charge of detectives, and Chris oversees all that. And then Kyle Stevenson's in charge of the SWAT team.
So overall, considering the fact that it was a pandemic year and all that, what kind of a year was it for the police department?
We tried to keep our staff healthy, so if there was no follow-up to do, we would call people on the phone. Mm-hmm. And take the report over the phone unless we needed to go out and speak them. In our building, we kept our doors shut, and we mandated that people call people on the phone and not go into their offices, especially evidence techs and stuff like mm-hmm. that, because there's only one of them, and if they get sick, that's not good. So we did a lot. We ordered a lot of cleaning supplies. We got a grant from the government for overtime. Mm-hmm. If someone got sick, cleaning supplies, janitorial stuff.
We also regulated the amount of individuals we can have in, the gym, because we share mm-hmm. the gym facility with the fire department, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I think we even had a sign-up sheet at one time for that.
And we closed our lobby, let anybody into the lobby. They'd have to stay in the vestibule and contact the comm center. The lobby's open now from 7 to 5, so we're back in it. We're not wearing masks in the building, but who knows if that's going to change anytime in the near future. That's up to the mayor. So it was a tough year. We had some sickness in our building, but we got through it mm-hmm. early on.
Now, I know one of the things that that the chief has been talking about with those of us in the media, which I'm sure affects the operations a lot, has to do with staffing and trying to hire officers. And you know, one of the things, you know, it's not related just to hiring police officers or first responders and all that, but sometimes our convenient location here works against us when we're trying to hire folks. And I think the police department is a good example of that.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've done some things. We have a bonus we can give people. We eliminated our residency restrictions so they can live anywhere as long as they get to work on time. We hired 3 people last year.
Three, I guess.
So it's just difficult to get people to want to work weekends and night shifts and holidays and that type of thing. We tested in May. We only had three people that made the list. We're testing again on September 11th. So anybody wants a job, fill out an application. We have 4 applications now. You know, when I came many years ago, there was probably 150 people. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I applied in my hometown, there was probably 400 people. You just don't see that anymore, for whatever reason. I think the political climate, people don't work weekends mm-hmm. and holidays and night shifts. But we get every other weekend off if you're a patrol officer. So we're trying our best, but it comes down to money.
Oh, doesn't it always come down to money? So what kind of an effect did not only the pandemic, but all of the ripple effects from the George Floyd murder in Minneapolis, what kind of an effect did that have on the department?
I think that the pandemic didn't have as much effect on hiring as the George Floyd murder did. You know, we did quite a bit of training after the George Floyd murder, so we know what we're doing. But I think people just don't want to be that next CNN story, you know, and they don't want to lose everything they have, and they can make just as much money going into the business world too. Mm-hmm. So it's tough right now. I'm sure the pendulum will swing the other way and we'll be back to normal, but right now it's tough getting people.
And rebuilding trust within communities that see things all the time when it's not even our officers they're basing it off of. So,
and we have pretty good trust with our community because mm-hmm. we do a lot of outreach. In the pandemic, we didn't do that, but we're getting back into it. And I think we have a pretty good trust relationship with our community. We know the stakeholders in our community. I think Chief Tupper does a good job of reaching out to those people before problems. Because if you don't know the stakeholders of your community and that problem a problem comes up, it's too late. Mm-hmm. You need to know those people before a problem comes up, and then you can mitigate that problem with those people. So I think we're pretty good here, but it's just that people just don't want to be part of the organization right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anna, how difficult is it to keep track of everything that comes into the police department and to try and keep things available so that you can produce a report like this?
Oh, boy. As far as when people ask me what I do, I'm like, well, if they're not being arrested or records or a crime scene, that's kind of my job. So I do, obviously, a lot of invoicing for the most part. Mm-hmm. But this type of information that goes in the annual report, obviously I didn't join the police department until October last year, so mm-hmm. I really only was in 2020 for two months of that, and most of that was training. So a lot of it's just keeping track of stuff throughout the year as it comes, and you know, keeping it all together until I actually have to put together this giant document.
Which you got lucky again, it wasn't as giant as in previous years. When Chief Tupper presented this to the City Council on Monday night, one of the things that he talked about as the negative is the ongoing issue of of drug use, drug abuse, opioids, and that kind of thing. That's a problem everywhere. It's not limited to just Marshalltown, and I want to make sure we emphasize that because it doesn't make any difference where you go, you're finding that. Is that problem expanding? Is it getting worse, or is it just does it just go through phases and cycles?
I think it goes through phases and cycles. I mean, obviously, methamphetamine in Marshalltown is the prevalent drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stimulant. We have seen some opioids and some overdoses from opioids. We're concerned because opioids are all around us, and eventually it's going to come to our city, and it's going to be difficult to deal with. I mean, we have Narcan in our vehicles,
mm-hmm.
And we have it in the building in case someone gets exposed to fentanyl. It's tough to deal with those overdoses. Now, they changed the law a couple of years ago that if you're using drugs and you didn't supply the drugs and you call the police because someone overdosed, you won't get in trouble.
Right.
But we haven't seen that yet because some people overdose by themselves.
Have we seen an increase, partly due to the pandemic, of calls? And this is where the IMPACT program, which we'll leave for another time to discuss, as we have. But have we seen more cases of domestic abuse, of violence, and all of that? Because everybody was kind of, well, for lack of a better term, quarantined for a while.
I don't think we really saw. I mean, it might have gone up a little bit, but I don't think it's. It trended extremely high. People were still out and about, moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we had an increase in domestic last year.
Okay. What about...
But some of it goes unreported.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah, probably more of it goes unreported than is reported.
Right, exactly.
So how would you summarize this annual report as far as somebody comes up and says, so how did the police department do last year? How would you summarize it?
I think we came through the pandemic well. We had a few sicknesses, but we managed to keep most of our staff healthy, and we responded to calls for service, and we did what we were supposed to do. I think we came through it well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way we put safety measures in place in our organization.
And Ann, I've got to ask you, after only being with the department for a couple of months, the end of the year, and so far, you have a newfound appreciation for what a police department goes through?
Very much so, yeah. Obviously, everyone kind of has a general idea of what the police department does, but there's so many things in the background or on the side that is also being done. And I will give tons of credit to our two captains and our chief, who are amazing at being in the community on top of everything else that they're doing. I obviously have access to Chief's calendar, and I don't ever know where he's in at half the time, just because he's such a busy guy.
Yeah, everything in the department comes through Anna's office, whether it's clothing or gas receipts or whatever. It all comes
through. Or there's a random dog in my yard. Sometimes I get those calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck keeping everybody in line. We appreciate
right?
Anna Vaughn, Administrative Assistant, and Captain Brian Batterson of the Marshalltown Police Department, our guests today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.